Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islamite. Islamite. Allah my Lord. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, the loyal audience of Arab English Radio, welcome to another episode of your very favorite youth station. Wherever you are, at any corner of the world, I hope you're doing just well. This is Asma. As usual, super glad to sit at the same table with you. And guess who is sitting next to me?
Zainab, yes. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. This is Asma's co-host Zainab on Youth Station, and we are super excited to be with each other on
the session. Exactly. So we are today talking about
marriage.
Yes. We talked about actually the reasons of decline of marriage.
Yeah.
We said there are plenty much of reasons. One of them is that I don't want to destroy my empire upon the marriage thing, which is lack of
awareness about the importance
of marriage. Exactly, lack of awareness. They don't think it is important.
Yeah.
They still do not understand why marriage is important. Also,
well,
economical issues, which are very vivid and clear everywhere.
Yeah.
But it serves as an excuse more than a real fact or cause.
Yeah.
Then we talked about responsibility,
escaping,
which is
from
a
responsibility
burden.
Is one of their reasons.
Of course.
Yeah.
But, we said that boys and girls tend to finish their education, get a career, flourish completely.
Doing jobs is one of the reasons.
Yes, and when
studying
they're
more
in
is
peace
one of
the
reasons.
When they're ready
and
they have nothing else to do, they would go for marriage. But they're not aware of the fact that life is moving. The time is actually flying. They would get old and there would be no more tolerance for marriage.
Exactly. One more, a little brief, what we discussed was that, first of all, we discussed the importance. And in importance, we said the very important point was that marriage is the beautiful relation in the history of humankind. And we have seen that most important relations.
And it's a need. It's a must.
It's a need. And most important relations are bound to this important relation. It's a need that needs to be fulfilled, like a hungry stomach needs to be fulfilled so that a person does not go for robbery and other things. In the same way, this instinct need needs to be fulfilled so that a person does not go to fulfill these needs wrong ways.
To get deviated.
To get deviated
right
and fulfill
path.
That in some like haram
so
way.
So when you can go for a need of your body with the right way, then why go for the wrong ways?
Why go for the wrong ways? That's one of the reasons we don't know this importance. We don't realize this importance. And Asma, I have seen so many hearts breaking. I have seen, I'll tell you, that comes in our topic, how that happened, or like what this causes, this comes in the consequences. We discuss about the causes of what kind of excuses rather youth get. One of the excuses was to job or escaping from responsibilities. People escape from responsibilities because they don't see some married person carrying out the responsibilities in the right way.
We already said that with marriage, God gives you the strength to burden the responsibilities.
Exactly. Like, you know,
and
God
actually.
Of course,
you're not one to tolerate all the responsibilities by yourself. Mm-hmm. There's another person beside you. And if you choose the right person, the right shoulder for yourself, then he or she might be
a person gets
a
complete.
Help for you.
A person gets complete.
Exactly.
It's not always your parents you can share everything with you. No, no, you need to have a partner with whom you share your heart.
Exactly.
That you cannot share with your parents.
Someone for your rainy days.
Exactly. You need to have someone in your good days and someone in your blue days.
So now let's get into other causes of decline of marriage.
Definitely. And
What do you say, Zainab, about psychological issues? I mean, let's put it this way, or I have to rephrase it in another way. I guess youth right now in modern ages are not psychologically ready for that marriage.
You know why? Because of these same excuses. You know, first of all, they don't think that they have...
So it has created a complex in their
brain.
One of
the psyche that has developed in the minds is that, you know, I am not that old to get married.
It's not my due yet.
It's not my due yet, yes. You know? So the one of the other reasons that's got over here is age. I'm not that old yet.
But they are unaware of the biological clock that is ticking.
Yes. If you're not that old... Mm-hmm. So the relationships are just for teens or like as you get young, as you start that fulfilling that instinct need of your body and your mind. Why are you in relationships when you're not that old? If you don't have that.
So Zainab, I guess you are actually mentioning another cause.
Yeah.
Which is they have got
because
relationships either than marriage, and they call it an enough sort of answering the need of your body.
Yes, I'm actually saying that this is something in our psyche. Mm-hmm. You talked about the psychological causes and all.
Yeah.
This is something in my psyche that I, as a youth, believe it's not my date yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my age yet. This has been put in my mind. This has been put into my psychology.
So you always think you have time for that. It's still not that time.
You're not that old to get married. Mm-hmm. You're still a kid. Oh, come on. Even if you ask parents, why don't you get your children married?
They would say,
they're kids.
Yes. They're not in the right age to marry.
Exactly. I mean, unfortunately, since we come from a very different culture, I saw one of my cousin sisters, unfortunately, not behaving in the right way. I saw her like she was trying this way, that way. And I talked to her mother and I told her like...
Why don't you help her marry?
This poor girl, why don't you help her get married? And she's 16, at least get her engaged. If you get her engaged, if you do not want to get her married yet, at least she would have in mind who is my partner and, you know, hang on with the same particular guy. Yes. That's also a halal way.
Mm-hmm.
Answer from the mother was like, oh, come on, she's a kid.
16 is not a kid
and the worst,
right now.
And the worst answer you could ever get, you know, in this age, a person is not aware, is he choosing a right partner or a wrong partner? So let them experience for 1 year or so. Even parents are allowing that. That's the worst thing you can ever see happening. Parents are allowing haram relationships to happen. Their kids are not in the right age.
Mm-hmm. They think their children are not in the right age to get married, but they're aware that their children are in a relationship.
Exactly.
That
I have seen
nobody
that.
Knows
I
where this relationship
culture.
Is going to take them.
Exactly.
Stay tuned. Thank you for listening.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
I come from a different culture and I have seen these things from my family to my relatives to my neighborhood and to my every community.
Actually,
Zainab, I know.
Time has changed and it no longer has anything to do with different culture. We see it around us everywhere.
Yeah,
has been polluted with these ideas that, okay, my child is a kiddo.
And thanks to social media.
Thanks to social media. Again, social media.
Yeah, and we have already discussed that, how it impacts. Well, coming back to another reasons, Asma.
Mm-hmm. Which is?
Dowry.
Oh, dowry.
What do you think about it? Let me ask you. I have been talking so much.
Well, I would say, well, Zainab, recently everything has changed.
Yeah.
Now, in my country also, the situation is changing, right? We have that ritual of dowry thing, but people are starting to change their mind. And nowadays, boys and girls, when they wish to start a life, they do it together. It's not like you just expect the girl to bring with her all the needs for a life.
Okay.
They do it together because everything is very expensive and life is no longer as easy as it used to be once our parents or our grandparents used to leave. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Exactly. But it's the same thing as economical issues, you know?
Yeah.
We can classify that with economy.
Well, our culture is a little different in terms of dowry.
Yes.
You know, girl does not get all the accessories. It's boy who has to get that. It's boy who has to take care of her. But she needs to get gold for the time when a boy is in bad time.
Oh, my God.
She kind of has to have some deposit for future. Unless and until she does not have the security. And you know how, mashallah, how much expensive the gold is getting day by day.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's just like you cannot go for a marriage without having some 1 kg of gold in India.
Oh.
And, you know, buying just 1 gram of gold is hard for certain families.
So what happens to girls who cannot afford that much of gold?
They are aging. Unfortunately, to tell you, Asma, like, I have a few sisters in my family as well who are 28 or 29 and they're not getting married yet because they have not amassed that amount of gold.
They want to marry, but they just don't have the money.
When I ask them why Islam has told a person should be able to give you clothing, give you house, like a place to live in, mm-hmm. and also he should be able to feed you.
Well, then, dignified life.
Where did you get this gold and stuff from? And you know, my relatives kind of answer me like, we don't want to go for marriage like you so that people tell us what kind of low cost marriage they did, because my marriage was held in a very, very simple way.
Mm-hmm.
I was, 23. Yeah, even my husband says me like, we got married at 23, but within no time I had children.
So he wishes he had met you before that even.
Yeah, before that. Even I feel like that. You know why? Because I had children straight away after my after 1 year of my marriage. I realized I could have spent more time with my kids. You know?
Yes. That's why I say when you get into marriage with someone who is the right person, you would feel like, I wish I have done it earlier.
I would have had
somebody on my side to help me, to share everything with me.
Well, there are more reasons, Asma. Like, dowry is one of the things that stops people, because there are demands mm-hmm. from the end of boys, from the end of girls. Even girls are like, let's not only say like...
Point finger
at boys, that boys want some security stuff or mm-hmm. they want girl to get accessories of for their marriage.
Even
married
boys
life.
Have that issue. Now, if they want to go for a ring...
Even girls have issues. Like girls say, I won't get married if I don't have a separate house. I don't want to live in a joint family.
That was what I was going to say.
I don't want to live in a joint family.
Also has to afford a ring, has to afford a house, has to afford millions of things.
And even if like I am not going to get married to a person who does not earn this much, they have a specific this.
So Zainab, we could say lower down your expectations and chill.
I could simply say just look at the even if you have expectations, compare them with Islam.
Exactly. Just consider God.
We have had the best of the ladies, the most pious ladies of Islamic history, Lady Khadija, who was a business tycoon of
That's the perfect point you mentioned.
She was a business tycoon of the Arab world.
Exactly.
She was the richest woman. When she marries Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, after that she says to people that, don't tell ever this mm-hmm. house belongs to Khadija. Said this house belongs to Muhammad, may peace be upon him. That's the biggest lesson for the women.
Such a respectful woman she was.
She did not have a dominating nature. I mean, even Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, after her death, when people used to see tears. His companions say that whenever her name came, he used to have tears in his eyes.
Yeah.
Even if you have dowry, even if you have so much wealth, just see where our lady spent that wealth.
Exactly.
In the way of Islam, mm-hmm. to help, to serve Islam. And what kind of a simple life they lived.
That was a great model you showed everyone. Actually.
Exactly. I mean, we don't have only this model. We have so many other things. Like even
the marriage of Imam Ali
it's
and
not even
Fatimah Zahra.
Yes, exactly. It's not even like that. No, just go as such. You don't have to have anything and you should marry on a zero basis. No, Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he got married, he sold one of his accessories, you know, to get married. So that means, yes, something is also required, but not that much that you make it hell. You make it difficult.
Zainab, I feel very bad because just as we got to the heart of discussion, we have to cut it right here.
All right, because of the time. Yeah. Well,
again, time is winning over us.
Yes, time also flies. And this is something that youth should realize and get married on time.
Time is clicking.
Well, if we're running out of time, I would bid farewell from my end to the audience.
And I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.